Housing crisis, Tories, and Labour are not on our side. Pete Mason, Barking Reach Residents Association chair. The deaths from the Grenfell Tower fire, and the fire safety issues it exposed, have shown the real face of the Conservative government and the Labour Party, tied to big business and the building industry. Across the country, many can't pay the high costs demanded to fix their fire safety issues. This is also the case on our estate in Barking Riverside. A statement by the NDR cladding scandal, EOCS, campaign correctly highlighted the difficulties of leaseholders taking giant building companies to court. It concluded that there are a growing number of Conservative backbench MPs who recognize that home owners are not being treated fairly. Tory MPs can recognize this, but trusting them to do something is a mistake. Property developers gave Tories £891,000 in the first quarter of 2021. A fifth of the party's donations came from the residential property sector. Backbench MPs know who their paymaster is, whatever they may say to constituents. In 2000, the Labour government was told by a parliamentary inquiry, "We do not believe that it should take a serious fire, in which many people are killed, before all reasonable steps are taken towards minimising the risks." And yet it effectively did nothing. The Labour Party under Keir Starmer is also ideologically bound to capitalism, and will not act to damage the profits of big business. 40 years of deregulation by both Tory and Labour governments have led to the cladding crisis. Home owners hope to avoid the housing issues faced by so many. Those renting privately are practically nomadic according to Shelter. Homelessness is an epidemic, with many sofa surfing, living with their parents, or facing eviction, now that the eviction ban has been lifted. Now leaseholders are also affected, living in unsafe, defect-ridden, unsellable homes, facing five-figure bills, and are very angry. EOCS leaders have unfortunately adopted the mistaken policy that they must take a cross-party approach in order to win reforms. They argue that affected residents are either Labour or Tory supporters. But, in reality, these residents have no party that represents them. When EOCS called off its July protest, a breakaway group bravely decided to go ahead. This new group is in danger of making the opposite mistake, declaring itself apolitical. Barking Reach Residents Association declares that the richest 10 house builders have forfeited their right to profits and should be nationalized. This solution, so obvious, so necessary, never meets objections from home owners affected by the cladding scandal. Yet this is dismissed by the capitalist parties because it challenges the private ownership basis of the system they defend. A conference of all affected by the housing crisis is a pressing need, where the genuine voice of those suffering can speak, move motions and debate the way forward. And a united Saturday demonstration of all affected by the housing crisis sometime in the new year should be mobilized.